AX Mobile. AX N4IQ Mobile. How are you today? Beautiful day out here. It's temperature-wise anyway. Looks like it's clearing up. Thought it was going to rain this afternoon, but I don't know. Name here is Bill. I'm located in the Simpsonville area right now.
I think we've spoken before.
I don't recognize your call, but that's nothing unusual. I hear you on air once in a while talking to Tom and some of the others on here. I just got out of the pool at the Y, and in about an hour I got, well, probably less than that, probably maybe 40 minutes to have lunch with some of my friends. Where are you going today?
My Greer's Taylor's area, so I'm just running my route over here.
The tool thing, I believe.
Roger that. I own a tool franchise.
I just never can remember your call sign. that's just me, though.
Took me forever to remember it myself. I had to put a sticky note on the dash when I first got my license.
I can imagine. Well, my first call sign, I had three call signs. My first one was WN4OWY. Then it changed to WA4OWY. Then I got the one I've got now. When the N's came out, I applied for one, got one. It's not a vanity call. I don't have a vanity call. It's an original call. But every time I change calls, it really was frustrating. I kept using my old one.
I didn't change when I done my upgrade, as I was afraid I would never remember it, and then I'd keep throwing out my old call, and it'd be a problem.
Then if you have QSL cards, you got to change those. I mean, it's one thing after the other. Where are you headed now?
I am back here, a little back road behind Firestone and all that. There's a couple little shops back here between Firestone and 290 or Locust Hill Road.
Okay, I don't know the landmarks around here very good, but I've lived here forever. So is that near Greer?
I'm back one block off of Wade Hampton in Greer. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a safe day and enjoy talking to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, have a good day. Hope it's a profitable one and enjoyable. I'm going to make my way over to the lunch place here. 73, N4IQ.
N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Hey, Shane.
Good morning. I hope you enjoyed your aerobics there, water aerobics or whatever. I had a question about those calls I heard you telling Patrick. Did they used to do, like, your novice call had the N, and if you upgraded to advanced, they'd give you the A? Is that why it stayed so similar?
Most people got their novice first. And then you could take either the technician, the general, or the conditional at that time, right after a novice, and then you upgrade to the A, like WA, and then they ran out of A's and it's B's. But that was the scheme.
Yeah, something like that. When I took my novice, you actually signed my paperwork. I don't remember you. I remember Gene. I took a class, W before ZBZ. I took the code class with him, and then, I don't know, maybe you taught the other class too. I think I've told you this before, but I was going through the paperwork a couple years ago and saw your name and call on there, and I was like, oh, okay, I know him, but I don't remember him from when I took my exam.
Small world. Yeah, I remember you saying something about that. Let's see, I helped with the volunteer exams for a long time, maybe 20 years or something. and I taught a general class and a technician class over at Greenville Tech. They used to offer that as community course, and I taught that for quite a few years. And I knew Gene very well. He and his little doggies. And then he moved off. I think it was Tennessee, I believe. Kentucky or somewhere where he's from. Of course, he passed on. But, yeah, I've had this call since the middle 70s.
Down in the basement of the old city hall, down by the fire station down there. I don't know if you probably remember that.
Blue Ridge used to hold their meetings, and that was kind of the EOC, that sort of thing. Of course, all that got torn down and whatnot. Then the Red Cross building was where the Blue Ridge met. But I was a member of Blue Ridge quite a while. I was president for a few years. I was on the board a few years, but that's all back in the 80s. That's 80s, I guess, part of the 90s. Been a long time ago. Hate to think about it.
Long. My first call was KC4 Victor Sierra Charlie. I had to wait for like 6 weeks for it to come in the mail. And anyway, the one I have now is a vanity. It was my father-in-law's. They moved down from Delaware. He's the one that got me into ham radio. And that was back when you moved states, you changed your call to the region that you moved into. So he went from an N3 to an N4. And then he passed away about the time they started the vanity system. And I was like, you know what, I'd upgraded to tech. They called it Tech Plus. It was just technician then. And I said, I'm gonna grab his call and hang on to it since he's the one that got me into it.
That's a good thing about the changes they made back then. But deep in my heart, I should still wish a four. If you had a four in your call, it was in the southeast. I wish they'd never changed that. And I wish they would have required 5 words per minute, at least for an extra. And but you know they don't never ask me, and it wouldn't matter anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I know my father-in-law. He never could get past the tech. He could never get the 13 words a minute to upgrade. And, I mean, he had a bad heart and he couldn't sleep well, so he was mostly on the low bands at nighttime. And he'd work Morse code, but he struggled with it. He couldn't hear. It's a lot of the frequencies he couldn't hear very well, and he just could never get past it. If there's anybody that I wish could have upgraded, that would have been him, you know, without having to do the Morse code.
Yeah, I can see where 13 words a minute, 20 words a minute could be a barrier for the different, you know, as general and extra, but I really think anybody could learn 5 words a minute. You know, and I think that would improve the ham radio service. Let's put it that way. Plus, people who never thought they might be interested in CW, which is a great mode, would at least have an opportunity to learn it. And you know, you can just about count the dits and dolls in 5 words a minute.
Number, I didn't know anything about it, and I learned it. Of course, I haven't used it, but I'm actually working on it now. That's one I'm really interested in, one mode. But my father-in-law told me, he said I never was a paper chaser, but he had a map and he'd worked all states except for Alaska and Hawaii. And he said, I don't want the paper. It'd just be nice to be able to do that. And I got my ticket, and he had me sit down in front of him on 15 meters one evening. My very first CQ, I got somebody from Alaska, and he was so excited. I'd never seen him so happy before.
Did he turn around and operate and get the fellow?
He wasn't feeling well at that point, and he was just happy to just listen. So, I mean, he had open heart surgery at the age of 21, so he struggled all his life. But at that point, I think he had kind of given up on trying.
Well, ham radio has a lot of facets in it. You don't have to be a DXer. You don't have to be a contester. You know, you don't have to be a e-com guru or just a BHF or just HF or whatever. It's got so many facets. You know, satellite, oh my gosh, and everything. So there's something for everybody, and by no means do you have to do it all. Well, that's a good story. You hadn't told me that one.
You know how many times I've told it? Not very often. I know I've told it at least once before, but it's something I always hold. And he was a good man. We really miss him. But for somebody who had a lot to be not grateful for, he was one of the most grateful people I've ever met. So it's just sad. Anyway, are you meeting Kim W4OSS for lunch today?
Kim W4RCW, Carl.
Hop back over. I drive near Kim, and I met him on Simplex one day, and we talked a few times, and then I get where I forget about it, and I'm busy driving through. I need to tell him I said hello, and I haven't forgot about him. I've called him a couple times when he hasn't been around, but I know he hangs on Simplex, or at least on the 2 meter.
He also is on HF. We've got a little net. It's usually on 3717 plus or minus, and 7:30 at night. He usually is the one that calls that net. Half an hour, usually to 45 minutes. You know, once in a blue moon, it'll be an hour. But we just, people get on there and just basically say, how you doing? This is what I did, and have a good day. But a lot of times, like right now, he may be over on 147.285, and that's Carl's repeater. He operates that and maintains it, 147.285. So this time of the day, when he's going back and forth, you know, from his house to Mimo's, a lot of times he'll be on 147.285 instead of 52. Over.
The one that's up on, near Tryon?
Towards where Carl lives.
I've got that I've got that stored in my radio, I believe, so I'll have to look for him there. But tell him hello, and I'll have to check out that net. I'm generally not home Tuesday through Friday by 7:30. And supposed to be an all-band or multi-band wire up right now, but it doesn't tune up on 80. I can hear real well, I just can't get out on it. But I'm working on that. I've got an HF vertical. Well, that doesn't do 80 either. Anyway, I got some plans from Gary yesterday for a NFED, which I'm really interested in. It looks really good, so I'll be there soon. But I do have an 80-meter dipole I can get up if I can't get that done.
Okay, well, good. Hopefully you can get something going on. 80. I've got I've got an NFED antenna, course 80 through 10, used it on field day last year, and I've got a 9-to-1 Baum that goes on the end, and then I have counterpoise that I just lay on the ground. It worked pretty good for field day, I used a tuner, but it tuned really well, easy. Just used an internal tuner on a ICOM, worked fine. They're good radios. The only problem I had with that antenna, and we did it at the state park down at Clark Hill. I'm trying to remember the name of the park. What can I not remember? I always have a problem remembering the name of the park. There's a Banker's Creek near there. That's not the one I'm thinking of. I'll think of it. But it worked good. The only problem I had with it is we put it up in the middle of a area that had poison ivy, and I enjoyed that antenna for 2 or 3 weeks afterwards.
I thought it was going to be an actual antenna problem. That's funny, but not funny. Oh my goodness, yeah. Got to watch out for that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what poison ivy looks like. I just didn't see it. Do not like poison ivy. When I was a kid, I could probably roll in it. It wouldn't bother me, but now that I'm older, things have changed. I can definitely get poison ivy. are you trying to use a tuner with that? I think you said you had a dipole that you already have up. I assume you have a tuner that you're trying to use with it.
I have the 80 meter dipole up yet, and I've got a little tuner. Somebody gave me a little buddy or something. It's only 50 something feet long. It says it tunes up on all the HF bands. It does really well on 10, 12, 15, 20, and 40. But I can't get the tuner to tune it up on 80. So, I mean, I can get really low SWR on the rest of them. 30 and 7, or what is that? 17, it doesn't tune up. And it was real easy to just throw up in the air because it only had to be up 20 feet and it wasn't, you know, not very long. So, that was just to kind of get me going and see what was out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, how long did you say it was?
50 or 60, I think. I mean, not exactly. That's somewhere in that range. It's not that long, which is why it probably doesn't tune up on 80.
Yeah, and that's a center fit doublet.
Got ladder line. That drops down from it and then to coax. It was all connected. It was all wrapped up in a little bag. A friend of my son-in-law's, it was her father's stuff. They had some stuff, and she said, "Here, just take, you know, whatever you want, just take that." So I thought I'd just give it a try.
You could probably add some coax, even yet probably add some ladder line to it and probably get it to match on 80 somewhere, but then it'd probably throw everything else out. But oh well, yeah, that's pretty short. That's pretty short for 80 meters. So that's not even a quarter way total length, and you're feeding it in the middle. It's not surprising. Probably if you had a really super wide range tuner, you might be able to get it, but then it probably wouldn't be very efficient. That's kind of like trying to operate 80 meter dipole, center fit dipole, on 160. I mean, you might be able to get it tuned up, but the darn things are so inefficient, it's about wasting your time.
That was it, and I'm, you know, it was free, and it was already put together, so it wasn't a big deal. Just, you know, hung it up with some rope and a couple pulleys. But I probably will not do anything to alter it since I've already got an 80 meter dipole and I'm looking at that, building that end fed, which Gary says works really well and tunes really well without a tuner. Most of the bands except for 10, it's a little bit higher on 10, but anyway, I'll get there.
Yeah, the end fed antennas work good. You just, you know, they're really sensitive to the length and the counterpoise and the grounds. What might work all bands for one person at one location may not somewhere else. A lot of those infit antennas use the shield on the coax actually as a counterpoise. So you change length of coax and then tuning changes. Then you stick a wire counterpoise right at the feed point and then it changes it again. But they're easy to put up, they're easy to play with. Ours work really good, like I said.
Part of experimenting, and I'm game for that. And like I said, if all else fails, I've got that 80. I've got a dipole for every band, well, except for 12 and 17, I think, and that 30. And, you know, the major bands, 10, 15, 40, 20, 40, and 80. They were actually my father-in-law's, so I can throw them up if I need to. If I can get away without having a bunch of wires all over the place, the fewer the better, and then get that vertical up. It's 10 through 40, all the bands there. So, and I've already had that up at another location, and it worked really well.
Vertical is that? Who makes it?
I believe it's the high gain, the DX77 or something like that.
Does that need a radio for that one? Or I know they make one that doesn't need it.
I'm trying to remember. I think it had four radials that were at the bottom of the antenna. They mounted on a 10-foot pole that's put 3 feet in the ground is the design. And I think there were four radials that came out right at where it's mounted to the pole. They're not very big.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, those are counterpoises. They're not really radials. Just provide isolation from the ground. And it helps it tune on the lower band. That's a good antenna. I believe there's somebody I knew that had one of those. That's very similar to a R7 or R8. They're kind of basically the same design. They work good. I gave my R7 to my brother, Phil. I think I told you, he moved off to Pageland. You know, next week he's going to put his house up for sale, move back. He hadn't been in that house. He hasn't lived in that house, but probably 10 months.
Moved. Yeah, used to hear him on here all the time. And I'm wondering, you said you knew somebody who had that. Was that the guy in Simpsonville over off Davenport Road?
It's Matt. I tell you, for the life of me, I can't remember his call. NU4E is his call. NU4E. He's a German fellow. He works most of the time at BMW, but he had one that worked really, really good for him. I'm not sure if he's taking that down. I think he took it down, but it worked really good for him.
I remember I talked to him several years ago. Well, the one I was thinking about, I can't remember his call, and I don't even know if he's around anymore, but he moved to Florida, I believe, because he actually gave it to me. I was delivered to his house. Got to know him, and he had his house up for sale, and he said he was getting rid of some stuff, and said, if you want it, come take it down, and it's yours. So I'm backing into a dock, so I need to get off and go in. It's good to talk to you this morning, Bill. I enjoyed it, and hope you have a good day. N4IQ, N4ZLK.
Perfect timing. Just pulled up to Mimos. All right, you have a great day. Don't work too hard. And I'm sure we'll talk again real soon. N4IQ.
ZLK.
Form 2 Tango, portable.
WE. WU2T, N4IQ, how you doing?
Not bad. Sitting here at the Firestone place where I'm going to have four new tires put on the car and the front end alignment done. You know, just a little bit of pocket change today.
Yeah, I know. Tires, like everything else, have gone up. They were expensive to begin with. Oh, you're at the Firestone. Okay, which one is that? Which Firestone is it?
One over here on Blackstock Road across from Westgate Mall in Spartanburg.
Yeah, I go to the one on at Five Forks. I use them pretty often. And on my expedition, that's what I got on there right now is a set of Firestones. However, last time when I had a problem with one of my tires because I think somebody threw a bunch of screws and nails out in the road. All my tires ended up with either screws or nails. One of them, they had it end up and replaced, and they could not replace it with a Firestone. They didn't make that size anymore. So I ended up with a Goodyear, and I had warranty protection on, so I paid something like 40% of the price of the tire, but I still had to pay some. M4IQ.
But I was buying a discount tire before, and they don't have the tires with a good enough warranty on it for what I want. The tires they had were about the same price as the ones over here at Firestone, but they only had like a 20,000-mile warranty on it, and it didn't have the road hazard on it. The ones over here got the road hazard, so and I'll make it work. So, and since I was here for the front end alignment, I figured I might as well go ahead and get the tires here at the same time.
I get my tires, front end line there at Firestone as well. I got lifetime rotation and bouncing on both these cars. I'm in my Escape right now, but the Expedition I have is a 2002. So what is it, 20 years just about now? And when that car is new, I got a lifetime bounce rotation. And I'll tell you right now, they have not made any money off that, except the fact that I do go back and buy tires from them. So, and I do have some repairs that they do. So, you know, all that is just to get you in there to give you good reason to go back and buy tires and services from them.
Oh yeah, they always find a way to get you in there to do something. So. Anyway, so what else you been up to lately?
The usual stuff old men do. I stay busy on the radio. I still like the DX and contest. Although contesting, I've backed off a little bit on that. But that's a lot of stuff I do. And I still got my two dogs and nine cats. And I go over to the Y water aerobics three times a week. You know, that takes time. Go to church. I mean, you know, take care of the house. Just you name it. I mean, I'm always busy. I never have any spare time. Ever.
Yeah, you sound like me. I spent last weekend down in Walterboro, South Carolina, where I put on a barbershop convention. And I'm planning for one in October, planning for one in March of next year, and October the following year. So, you know, between that and the radio club that I belong to, and, of course, I sing in town and church choir and handbells. You know, I do a thing or two here or there.
Hey, Fuller, WWC, Muslim.
Good morning. I think it's Chandler. Hope you're doing all right. Well, Rusty, I know you always stay busy with the music stuff between church and the barbershop. I think as long as I've known you, you've been doing that. Chandler, go ahead. We have Rusty in here as well. This is N4IQ.
I got to jump out a minute. I got a phone call to come in. W2T.
N4IQ, good morning, sir. It's good to hear you.
N for Italy, Quebec, N for IQ. So, where are you today?
Easily working at the school bus office.
What are you helping out there? Seems like last time I was talking to you, you were in the process of getting some kind of vehicle permit. So you might remind me what that was. I wonder how that went.
You know, Class B, maybe a Class A. That has kind of stalled for the time being due to my condition.
Well, unstall because I think you were looking forward to the, I guess maybe that was for driving buses. I just don't recall. How long are you going to be there today?
Until 5.
Okay, I've got a call on the, another frequency, Chandler. I've got to go. I appreciate you calling me. 73 is to you. But I need to go to the other channel. In flight, Keith.
73. Okay, I'm going to WWZ.